Hi, good
Bach, this is Yisachar Wartel, and this is Parshat Shoftim, and we are now into Elul. Hopefully you've been able to hear the shofar in Shul, or have started saying extra Tehillim, whether it's Ladavid or something else, or if you're Sephardi, started saying Slichos, or in some other way, you've begun to at least mentally or spiritually prepare yourself. We're going to be talking about a couple different aspects of the Parsha. I once again mention sheer sponsored loving memory of Sarah Bala about Menachem Mendel. And so in this week's parsha, Hashem tells us, "Ki hagoyim ha'ela asher ata yoresh otam el me'onanim el kosmim yishmeu ve'ata lo chen natan lecha Hashem alkecha." For these nations that you will be inheriting, the me'onanim, which I'll translate in a moment, and to the sorcerers they listen, but for you it is not so, for Hashem Elohim has been given to you. Now this pasuk is warning us to not be like the other nations in the way that we approach our connection to Hashem, to a divine being in general. So Or HaChaim explains that many nations use divination, specifically through mazalos, or astrology, or intermediaries, but that the Jewish people are above mazalos and can connect to God directly, and not only do not need intermediaries, but is explicitly forbidden. Now the words El Me'onanim Vel Kosmim, the Me'onanim and the sorcerers, are numerically equal to Elu Lo Yashar. These are not straight. By connecting with these means, one skews and disables the ability of a direct connection to the divine. The exact extent is, a topic for another time, but, Jews have the ability to connect directly to Hashem, and non-Jews also do, even if it's slightly more indirect, but they don't require an intermediary. But a lot of times they will achieve this connection, even if it's not directly through idol worship, but to connect to God, they may use other means, such as another individual, they may use divination, they may use sorcery, they may use astrology to connect to a spiritual thing. And obviously this is not what Hashem really wants for mankind, and certainly not for the Jewish people, right? B'nai Yisrael is Yisrael, Yashar Kel, right? Straight to God, right? Straight and God, right? So Yashar means straight, Kel means God, right? It's not the only thing that Yisrael means, but that's one of the things. But it doesn't actually mean necessarily God is straight, as some have suggested. It could mean that, which is true. Hashem is Yashar. Hashem is the most Yashar of anything. But it could also mean straight to God. Yashar to Kel. We are the ones who have a straight and direct connection, and we have the ability to tap into that direct connection to Hashem. And therefore, we especially should not approach Him via Me'onanim or sorcery. But I keep using this word Me'onanim, Mem Ayin Nun Nun Yud Mem. What exactly is that? On a simple word, it comes from the word oneh, ayin nun hey, which means to answer. There are people such as priests, prophets, and other leaders who can give answers to those questions or seeking guidance. But those seeking guidance in such a manner are liable to not only deception, but can get abundant misinformation, as was often happens like by the church, for example. The words me'onanim can also be interpreted as one who creates ananim, clouds. They create shadows of doubt or give illusions as to what's actually happening or what appears to be divine without the true light being seen. They, it's a good word, obfuscate, right, or obscure, right, the truth in order to portray things in the way they want and shade things in a certain light. We are fortunate as a Jewish people, Am Yisrael, to not only be able to connect to Hashem on a personal level and have the teachings of the Torah, but also it's explained in the following psukim, it actually happens through Nevi'im. We actually had a process of true prophets, true Nevi'im, which could convey this. A true prophet of God speaks directly with the Creator, whether face-to-face, in a trance, or through a vision, or a dream. Our prophets do not use sorcery or astrological readings to determine divine instruction. In fact, if a prophet either refuses to convey a divine message or issues a statement under false pretenses, the prophet is immediately condemned to death. We need a prophet to be Yashar in anything relating to Hashem. Too many times throughout history, though, we have not heeded the instruction of our prophets, as we see time and time again in the Haftorahs, especially in Jeremiah. They were our direct and straight link to Hashem, and unfortunately, we don't have them anymore. We already lost them by the beginning of the second Beit HaMikdash. Yet one of the great things about the Jewish people is that this quality, even if it's not exactly the same, is imbued in all of us, not just our prophets, not just our leaders. We have the ability to tap into a certain sense, even if it's much more, I hate to use the word diluted, but it's not as strong. But we can still tap into it. We are B'nai Yisrael. We are the Yashar Kel, a direct connection to God. And in contrast to other nations, as Tumit says, El Me'onanim, El Kosmim, the Me'onanim and the sorcerers, B'nai Yisrael, the words B'nai Yisrael are equal to El Pechachim, the El Me'orim, to the aware ones and to the ones who bring light. We have the ability to raise our awareness and to become knowledgeable through the lens of the Torah, through the lens of our teachers, perhaps through our own insights, through divine inspiration, whatever it might be. And we can then bring light to the world, and we can bring further awareness of Hashem's yashrus, I don't know if it's a word, right? Straightness, right? And truth to the world. Proper guidance is, of course, important to have guidelines as to how to do it. And therefore, we need to have, you know, leaders, we need to have rebbeim to help guide us as to how to do that. But the Jewish mission as a whole, the Jewish nation have this mission to help educate and illuminate the rest of our people. Even beyond focusing just on illuminating the world, we have to help our own people find their way. We no longer have prophecy, unfortunately. And we no longer have such an amazing abundance of enormously great leaders, but we actually have many great leaders, right? Even if they're not like the top, 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 we don't have that many super high level people. Unfortunately, I still can't fathom that we lost Rav Kanievsky, but we still have a lot of great people. And not only do we have, you know, a few like amazing top leaders, we have so many Gedolei Torah throughout the world, especially in the U.S. and Israel. We have so many Gedolei Torah, even if they're not quite on the same Madriga, but the sheer number and people we can go to for guidance and imbue the world with Torah and hopefully proper and moral instructions, right? We need to listen to them. Obviously, sometimes a disagreement, and that's understandable, right? As long as it's L'shem Shemayim, right, for the sake of heaven. But we need to take the time to listen to them, to hear what they have to say, and then use their guidelines to help us understand what the Torah itself is teaching us as moral instruction, and to use that to personally connect to Hashem on our own level, in our own individualistic way. We need to figure out how we're going to connect best to Hashem. Yes, we want to keep the confines of Halacha. Yes, we want to abide by our leaders, our Rebbeim, community members, but the exact way in which we connect to Hashem is an interpersonal relationship. It's between us and Hashem, and there's something that's special and unique with every single relationship. And we need to make sure that we focus on that every single day, even for a moment. This is part of the purpose of tefillah, the purpose of prayer. But even if you're not in the middle of tefillah, you can still look to the heavens, you can still look in your heart and like say, like, God, I know you're there. I know you're listening. Hashem, I know you're with me. We can acknowledge our Creator, and we can engage in dialogue. Like, I often talk to Hashem, talk to Hashem before I go to bed. And I've been doing so since I'm a little kid. And I advise people to do the same. But you can do it whatever time of the day, if you're too tired, whatever. We are now in Elul. It's a time to draw closer to Hashem. As they say, Melech Basadah, the king is in the field. We must look within ourselves, but also beyond. We must be willing to listen to what Hashem asks of us, but we should also strive to be aware and be ones who bring light to others and to the world, especially to other Jews. And as Rosh Hashanah approaches, may we truly contemplate our purpose, both as individuals and as the Jewish nation, and we can move forward into the coming year with a straighter and stronger approach. That was interesting. If you think you're going to lead into the new year with a straight approach, then why is the shofar curved? Right, there's a lot of commentary on that, why it's curved, and that's because we're going to go straight, but we also want to go up. We want to deliver things in a straight way. When you're first blowing the shofar, you are blowing straight into it, and then we want that sound to go up to Shemayim. We want to take straight connection in this world and move it up. We want to elevate ourselves, and we want to bring that connection up to connect to heaven, to connect to Shemayim, to connect to greater spiritual heights beyond the physical limitations of the shofar in our bodies, right? We want to take that, go straight through and upwards, right? We want to be able to grow. We have the power. You don't go, I mean, sometimes you have to go down to go up, but in this case of the shofar, you're blowing straight through. You're keeping it a simple sound, sometimes broken, sometimes not broken, but we want to make that upwards, and then we can hopefully move forward into the coming year with a straighter and stronger approach, but also one that puts us in an upper trajectory. Shabbat Shalom.